All right, it is 7:41 on this Monday morning, Monday of what we call around here Boat Week. The port here in the Mackinac Sailboat Race is on Saturday, a lot of events between now and then. And our Made in Michigan Monday segment this week, I think, although it's not about sailing, it is about boating, and so it fits right in with the theme, so to speak. And the backstory here is incredible. Joining us right now to tell us a little bit about how he got into the marine industry. It's the founder of Shero Marine, Greg Shero. Greg, good morning.
Good morning, Paul. Thanks for having me.
Well, I appreciate you joining us. You got a really interesting story. You were making videos. You were a producer director in the music video industry.
I was a executive producer and director in the video production industry in Philadelphia, and I was working as a specifically in the classical music industry, directing multi-camera shoots that were broadcast live around the world. And I had been working on a specific project to include a drone into one of my productions to get a shot that was difficult to get from my other cameras. So I had to think of a way to make that drone really quiet. And it led me to start thinking about the propeller and the noise that it creates when it's operating on that drone, that kind of buzzing noise. And it, specifically the tip vortices that the tip of that blade generates. So I thought to myself, well, with classical music, it's really quiet. So I can't just make the vortices smaller. I have to eliminate them all together. So I have to create a tipless propeller. So I just asked myself, what would that look like and how would it function? And while I was walking my dog, the next day after I started asking myself that question, this idea for this loop-shaped prop just kind of popped in my head.
That's amazing. I love stories like that where you had a definite problem, needed to solve it, came up with the solution. And not only is it applicable to drones, but you've discovered along the way that this was something that could be applied in the marine industry as well.
Marine and anything and everything that is currently a propeller now, this technology could be applied to. So fish tank impellers, HVAC systems, drones, fans, what have you. So we, when you invent something that could replace anything that is a propeller, you have to focus your effort somewhere because that's a massive undertaking. So we started in the marine industry where we thought there would be a lot of people who are interested in efficiency and in the noise reduction that these blades are capable of.
And so tell us a little bit about Shero Marine and how these propellers work.
So the unique thing about our propellers is they eliminate the tip vortices. And by eliminating the tip vortices, you get rid of the tip vortice cavitation, which is an induced loss that happens in a standard propeller when it's operating. And so when you get rid of that cavitation, then the propeller is more efficient. It more efficiently accelerates fluid through the propeller disc, and you're essentially able to create the same amount of thrust that you would from a comparable propeller with the same pitch diameter and blade area, but you use less energy while doing it because you're not losing that energy due to that cavitation.
And while you might think, well, they're always making changes to technology, this is the first major advancement in propeller technology. I'm reading here since the 1830s. Is that even possible?
Yes, it's the 1830s. This is the very first truly innovative and disruptive advancement in propeller technology since the 1830s. And, so in 2020, we were recognized for its innovation at the Miami International Boat Show. And ever since that, we have announced it to the world. We spent many years in research and development and applying for all the patents that we have. The response from both the industry folks and from consumers has been tremendous, overwhelming, really. And so it's been a race to form those joint ventures with different companies who have the manufacturing power that we need to get this thing everywhere all over the world. And at this point, we have over, I believe, 78 patents around the world. And we just announced one of our first major partnerships with Yamaha Marine Motor Company.
That's really exciting. You're a Michigan-based company, right? Are you from Michigan originally?
I'm originally from Michigan, and I started the company in Philadelphia where I was working as an executive producer. And as soon as the light bulb went off in my head and I came up with this idea, I thought to myself, it's going to have to be made somewhere, and I want it to be in Detroit. That happened in my mind in 2012 when I invented this thing. And so through many, many years of research and development, and a research opportunity with University of Michigan where we tested the propeller in their hydrodynamic testing facilities for several years, I started to lay the groundwork and foundation for eventually moving the company to Detroit and to start making them here. So in May of 2020, right at the beginning of the pandemic, we moved the company here and we began working with some of the world's best tool makers and some of the best manufacturers, which happened to be in Detroit, no surprise to anybody. And we started making these things in quantities. And it's just been such an incredible experience to see what amazing manufacturing power still exists here in Detroit and to be a part of that now with this invention. It's awesome.
Really, really cool, Greg. I think what's really interesting to me is that you're setting out to solve the problem of noise. You wanted a quieter propeller. What you've found is a propeller that's not only quieter, more fuel efficient. I mean, it's really a game changer, isn't it?
It really, truly is a game changer. And because of the energy that it saves, it could do wonderful things for the world and reducing carbon emissions. The tanker industry is responsible for a lot of the sulfur that goes into the atmosphere every year. And by changing out their propeller systems to ours, then those sulfur levels and sea levels are going to go down. So we're really excited about that. And the recreational boater specifically gets that efficiency and all these other benefits that just come kind of inherently in the design itself, where it hooks up better, gets you on plane at 500 to 1,000 RPMs low. If you're a boater, you know how much that, what it means to you to be able to plane and keep your boat on plane at 2,500 RPMs instead of 4,000. And you get a really big boost in speed, especially in those mid-range RPMs. We've seen sometimes double the amount of speed, where at 3,000 RPMs, you could be going 10 miles an hour with your prop, on plane, struggling to get out of the hole. You could be going 20, 21, 22 miles an hour with one of our propellers and stay there, even in rough water conditions. So there's a safety factor to be able to operate your boat on plane at those lower RPMs. You get the lower noise and vibration. You can actually feel the difference in the steering wheel of the boat when you change your share of prop. And it's the very first thing that people notice when they put it on. They say, wow, the boat is just so much quieter. And you and I could have a conversation on a recreational boat going 30, 35 miles an hour. We'd be talking to each other like this at this level. And that's kind of it's kind of an eerie thing to experience the first time. And people always react to it a little differently. They're like, wow, there's no noise. And people always thought that was coming from the motor, but it's, we've had a long time to make quiet, efficient motors. It's not the motor that's really the culprit for the loud noise on recreational boats. It's the cavitation.
Sure. That's really interesting. Talking with Greg Shero of Shero Marine, the inventor of the Shero propeller. And Greg, if people want to know more about this propeller, about your company, do you have a website or social media anywhere where people can find out more?
Yeah, we're on all the social medias, Facebook and Instagram. We're also on LinkedIn. But if you just go to sharomarine.com, that's the best way to get to us.
All right. Very interesting company. We're going to keep an eye on you and see how things continue to progress. Greg, I appreciate you giving us some of your time today.
Thanks so much for having me. Have a great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.